Easy decision?
At this point in my career, it was a pretty easy decision, for sure.
What sort of things did you weigh up as you sort of thinking about it?
First importantly is my family. I want to be close to home. They're the most important thing to me, so that's pretty much made an easy decision.
Were you pretty keen to get it done before we go into the season and you don't have to go through that rigmarole that we see players go through these days?
Yeah, I just didn't want to do it in the off-season because obviously I want to enjoy myself and not worry about football for a little bit. So once I came back into pre-season, I was all about working hard and wanted to get it done as quick as possible.
Can you see yourself ever playing for another club?
I've just signed a new deal, mate, so I can't see it right now. So, like I said, it's going to take me to 26, and that's a long way away.
Chad, when you had, I suppose, Trev Boak and also Robbie Gray for the last week with what you've done, what is it about this place at the moment that's making all of you guys want to commit for such long periods?
I think just the dedication we have from the players, from the coaches, and just everyone upstairs as well. Everyone's on the same page, and everyone wants to make this club bigger and better, and I think that's why people want to stay, people want to be a part of this club, and people come from other clubs to be here because it's such a great club, and we're trying to build success.
When everyone talks about this club and the special feeling, that sort of thing, when blokes do come in from other environments without hanging on other clubs, but do their stories reinforce that what you have here is a bit different to most of what's going on around the league?
Oh, every club's different. I don't think any single player's been to every single club. So, I mean, it's hard. You can't compare anyone. But, like I said, I think we try and pride ourselves on family, being, connected as one and really just driving for one force and not, I suppose, be individuals, be work as a team.
You seem to be someone who can have your family life and footy life and be able to take your focus off it. Do you listen to all the talk about the Hawthorne offers and things like that, or are you just completely blocked it out?
I suppose it wasn't something that I was really focusing on. It popped up a few times and people asked me and I'm got a bit annoying. But like I said, I was just focusing on what I could control. Can't control the media, can't control what people are going to think. So it's really just focusing on working hard and getting on the track.
Do you feel like you've got that balance right then? Being able to just not be consumed completely by football?
Something that's pretty hard to balance, I think. Everyone's different. I think what suits me is trying to ignore as much as I can and really just focus on what I can do for the team, what I can personally control. So there's no point worrying about things I can't control.
It's easy to forget how little time you've really been in the game with what you've achieved and your value to the team. Do you consider yourself a leader in this team and do you have leadership aspirations?
I think leadership's a pretty tough word to kind of describe, but I think on field is where I try and pride myself in the leadership department. But like I said, the leadership group that we've got at the moment is unreal, and they're the blokes that should be in that position. If one day I get that opportunity, I'd love to be a better leader. If it helps the team, I'd love to just do whatever it takes.
What's next for you in on field? I mean, you're obviously doing so well up forward. There's a lot of people like talking about moving on your field on a more permanent basis. Is that something you're eyeing off, or you think you're contributing more up forward?
It's really what the team needs. I think we got some really good midfielders and young midfielders, and I'm just trying to obviously add some more strengths to my bow. But right now, it's honestly about working hard and working on my weaknesses. And obviously, one day I'd love to play in the midfield. But like I said, if it's whatever suits the team, and if it's me playing up forward, I'll do that. If it's me playing in the midfield, I'll do that. If it's playing down back, I'll struggle, but I'll try.
What do you need to work on most
here? I need to get a full pre-season under my belt. I think last season I almost had it, obviously had surgery on my knee. It's really about staying on the track, pushing my, I suppose, running capabilities and really just mentally, I suppose, challenging myself as well. So it's things that kind of just take time and I just got to keep pushing myself.
With so much of the core of where this club's going is now locked away long-term, Wines is the obvious one that stands out. What would it mean to have him commit as well?
Oh, it'd mean a lot. I think he's a great player and a young leader as well. So hopefully, like I said, it's something that him and his manager are going to talk about, and nothing that I suppose we don't talk about as players. So it's something that we'll just hopefully get done pretty soon, hopefully.
What do you think Port will bounce back in 2016? Obviously, got so close in 2014 and just missed out in finals in 2015. What's sort of driving the group, and what do you think we get back there?
A lot's driving the group. I think obviously. The frustration of last year of what we can do and the inconsistent season that we had. I think, like I said, it's not about looking forward to 2016 right now. It's really about this last week of pre-season and really just working on every day. We can't get, I suppose, blinded by the future rather than or get worried about the past we've got to work on right now.
Fantastic. One more.
Oh,
new deal. Do you treat yourself to something special for Christmas?
Treat myself. I'll think of something.